Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second, the shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Walt Terrell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Walt Terrell. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting second, the first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth, the catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Lasky. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bill Lasky. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Backman reaches second base with a double. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo bunts towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Backman moves to third. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Backman scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Davis steals second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brenly for a passed ball. Brooks moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-0 in the game. Oquendo hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Brenly moves to second. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hernandez strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Strawberry hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky strikes out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood is hit by the pitch. Clark moves to third. Leonard moves to second. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Brenly to Oliver and they have Wilson trapped. The throw over to Kuiper, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kuiper moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster strikes out. One out. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky is 0-for-1 in the game. Lasky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngblood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-2 in the game. Brenly takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Oquendo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a pop-up towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodges. The throw from Brenly and he is out, LeMaster applying the tag. Two outs. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky is 0-for-2 in the game. Lasky hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hodges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-2 in the game. Oquendo takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oquendo. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Oquendo steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oquendo scores. It's 3-1, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Hernandez moves to second. Mark Davis now pitching. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leonard strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Terrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Richards pinch hits for Mark Davis. Gene Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Richards reaches second base with a double. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richards scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Joe Pittman pinch runs for Al Oliver. Doug Sisk now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Pittman moves to third. It's Mets, 3, Giants, 3. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Clark moves to second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Pittman scores. Clark moves to third. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.